Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy day to consciously join together with myself and others across the airwaves as we commune with the source of all that is, the ground of being, spirit, God, the divine beloved. This morning I'm dedicating my Sunday soul to my father, who passed away this week and was buried yesterday in South America. He was a very special person, as all our fathers are, one that I will carry with me always in my heart. And truly, he was an extraordinary man. And because of him, I am here today to be able to share this message with you. For he decided when I was just born that he wanted me to have a better life than he saw young ladies were having in the country that I was born in. And so he made the decision and informed my mother that we were going to go to England. He came up a year before, prepared the way, and this is a time when truly racism was rampant, as much as it is now. You would have signs in the doors and windows saying, no blacks, no coloreds, no Irish, no dogs. And so because of him, because of his desire to want all of his three children to have a better life, has brought me on this journey, this path, where I am now, where I am today, able to share this message of love and acceptance with you all. So rest in peace, my beloved father. So my theme this morning is put a little extra in your ordinary. The invitation is to put something extra on top of the ordinary. And let's face it, most of us consider ourselves to be getting on living just ordinary lives. But it doesn't take much to put a little something extra into your ordinary. You see, we are one with the divine, the spirit, the intelligence, the essence. That is God. And as we are one with that infinite divine intelligence, that spirit, that energy, that life force, we are connected to unlimited infinite potentiality. And if we accept we're one with this unlimited and infinite potentiality, then we are invited always to put a little extra into our ordinary. I love the quote that I shared with you yesterday from Mehmet Murat Ildan, who says that within you, there is you and there's the universe. And if you eliminate only the universe within you, so if you eliminate only the universe within you, become an ordinary person. And if you eliminate only you within you, you become an extraordinary person. Breaking it down, the invitation is when we get out of the way, our little egoic nature out of the way, when we get out of our system, the idea that somehow we are separate from God, that we are this small little human being, when we can get rid of that, get that you out of us, then we can become truly extraordinary. And that's the thing. The invitation to be extraordinary isn't that I'm expecting you to do or be like Mother Teresa or Mandela or any of the greats that we look up to and think were extraordinary people. My invitation to you is to recognize and remember who you are and whose you are. You are a child of the Most High God. You are one that is full of infinite potentiality. Infinite potentiality, I should say. There's nothing within you that is stopping you other than your fears, your doubts, your insecurities. That which your ego will have you keep believing, because that's the loop it's playing continuously in your head, that's all you can do. No, my beloved, there's so much more than that you can do. And I want to share, I think, my sacred text first, because that sets the tone for my theme this morning. And this is from 1 Samuel 17, verse 45, the contemporary English version. David answered, "You've come out to fight me with a sword and a spear and a dagger, but I've come out to fight you in the name of the Lord All-Powerful." So let me set this up so that you understand the text this morning. David was a young shepherd boy whose older brothers had gone off to join the army of Saul to fight the Philistines. And one day, David's father, Jesse, called him and said, "Take some food to your brothers in the camp." And when he got there, he could see there was a standoff between this giant of a man called Goliath, who represented the Philistine army, and the Israeli army, led by their king Saul. And the Philistine army was throwing down all manner of jeers and taunts at the Israeli army and say, "Come fight. You think your God's so big? You think your God's so wonderful? You think your God's so clever? Come and fight me if he's so amazing." And of course, the size of this man, the name Goliath, huge, had all of the Israeli army trembling in fear. And when David arrived and saw this man, this Goliath, jeering and taunting his God, he goes up to the king and says, "Let me fight him. I have defended my sheep against lions and wolves. I can surely defend him." And so first Saul starts to put on his armor, and David is just a slip of a boy, and the armor's weighing him down, and he's like, "No, I can't do this. I can't wear this." And he runs to the riverbed, gets 5 stones, and with his slingshot, he goes, aims at the giant's forehead, and the stone hits its mark. And that's the context for the sacred text this morning. So let me always, as I like to give you a deeper meaning into what the story is reflecting. All of us face Goliath in our lives, that which is taunting us, that whatever it is that we have to face seems bigger than what it actually is. And when we try to put on the armor, as David tried, which represents the material awareness that we come to things with. We're weighed down, and we can't do it, and we can't manage it. Not until we take that off and come to the awareness and the belief that it is God in us, as us, that will do whatever it is. You see, God is that intelligence that David knew was within him, that David knew that when he recognized his oneness with that infinite, that name, the I Am in him, he didn't need the armor. He didn't need these outer distractions. He needed to come back to the remembrance and the faith of who he was and whose he was. He knew that the power of God in him was able to do more, to do exceedingly abundantly than anything else. So he didn't need to fear that huge Goliath, that mountain of disbelief that was taunting. He simply needed to step up and step out in faith, knowing that God got this. And this is what I'm inviting you. When you want to add a little extra into your ordinary, put a little extra there. You need to come back to the remembrance that there is no Goliath in your life that you can't face, because you know that you have God in you, with you, as you. That you can use your whatever little stones that you have, those thoughts, those little nuggets that come to you in your moments when you remember your connection. You can use those nuggets of thoughts, those affirmations, and sling at your Goliath and know that it will crumble. It doesn't matter how scared or how terrified or how gigantic you think whatever it is before you, whatever it is that's representing your Goliath, know that you too, like David, when you recognize who you are and whose you are, you can face it and defeat it. So my poem this morning is by Brian Tracy, entitled You Cannot Change. You cannot change the world, but you can present the world with one improved person, yourself. You can go to work on yourself to make yourself into the kind of person you admire and respect. You can become a role model and set a standard for others. You can control and discipline yourself to resist acting or speaking in a negative way towards anyone for any reason. You can insist upon always doing things the loving way rather than the hurtful way. By doing these things each day, you continue on your journey towards becoming an exceptional, extraordinary human being. So my story this morning that I want to share with you is truly one of an extraordinary human being. And it says, 12-year-old Paulani could never have foreseen that her family's traditional summer vacation to Hyderabad in 2001 would change her life forever. That year, a terrible accident left her with 75 to 80% burns and an amputated arm. Paulani was shattered, but not so much that she could give up on life. With her parents as her ultimate pillars of support, this fighter took the reins of her life into her own hands, literally. For 8 months, the 12-year-old switched 4 hospital beds for her treatment. She recalls how they always had the most jovial... Whenever she asked her parents, she recalls how they always had the most jovial answers to her serious questions. I still remember constantly asking my mum what had happened. I was unable to accept that I didn't have a right hand. And my mom would tell me that my hand would grow back, she laughed. But this wasn't the case with the people who visit her at the hospital. My visitors would often say insolent things to my parents, like my life was doomed. My father came up with a simple rule. He said none of them could speak to me. The only way anyone was allowed to see me is if they told me a joke, and I told one in return. And I cannot tell you how that helped me to recover, lying in that 4x4 room 24/7. I would look forward to meeting people and sharing jokes, says Palomi. Using her prosthetic arm was difficult. It was heavy, and her amputated arm was relatively slender. So I first learned to lift it. Slowly, I decided to push myself to write. In the initial days, each letter I wrote was large enough to fit a page, but I was undeterred. So every day, I would diligently try and write 5 pages. It was also at the time I was reading the children's novel, Matilda. So I decided to copy the entire story on a book. By the time I reached the end of the book, I had learned to write one statement in one line. 16 years and 45 surgeries later, Palomi is perhaps one of the most resilient and strongest persons you will ever meet. She bungee jumps and even skydives and is living her best adventurous life and encourages everyone to do the same. She now runs her family business, which deals with heavy machinery, and is happily married to her childhood sweetheart. I never thought that I'd meet with an accident, and little did I know that it was going to change my life forever. But it happened anyway, and there was nothing anyone could do to undo it. But what I could do was fight back. There were 2 choices, either give up and drown myself in self-pity, or make peace with the situation and face it with a smile. I started seeing everything as an opportunity rather than a hindrance, and that's what made the difference. They say when life presents you with an opportunity, grab it with both hands. I did the same, just with 1.5. I think you would agree with me that she was incredibly remarkable and brave, and for such a young girl to recognize that always she was a choice. She could choose to just give up. She'd been burnt so badly. She'd lost her arm. And she could have just thrown in the towel. But instead, she chose to make the best of her life. And if you look her up, the pictures of her, she's just stunning. Absolutely gorgeous. And so my science of mind reading is entitled, What We Do With It. The first quote comes from Deepak Chopra, who says, You and I are essentially infinite choice makers. The second quote from Ernest Holmes, Discover a Richer Life, says, Reality will never cease to emerge. The author writes, In the early 1950s, Ernest Holmes offered these words at a lecture in California. Excuse me. He says, In our movement will depend not a talk such as I am giving to you now. Our evolution, what it will mean to the world, will not depend on the books we write. It will depend on what we do with it. It will depend on someone knowing enough about it to cause something to happen, because of what they know, when they want it to happen, where they want it to happen, and in the way it ought to happen, according to their own volition, proving that one is not subject to any whimsical caprice. One is not subject to whimsical caprice, the fads and trends of a fickle society. And one is not subject even to the most seemingly insurmountable difficulties. Yet, the narrow lens of human perception can often have us crying foul. Holmes urged that the evolution of our spiritual mastery comes from demonstrating the infallible law of potentiality. This demonstration comes from knowing. Knowing is built through repetitive experience, and experience is birthed from action. Challenging, for sure, given the cyclical nature of humanity's brutal forgetfulness. But no matter how forgetful or resistant we are, this infallible potentiality readily waits to be chosen. So why not choose? Take one of the most unsettling things you feel exist in your life and choose. Choose to meet it with understanding, choose to meet it with proactive spirit that believes the solution. An ease, a peaceful resolve rests in that meeting. Prepare your heart for what it feels like to be joyous over the result. Give life to this solution with your breath and choose it again and again and again. In this way, we grow in experience, deepen in our knowing, and welcome in an expanded demonstration. This is what you and I can do with such infinite potentiality. You see, my beloved, what I love about this reading is that we are one with the source, one with this infinite potentiality that we can choose to utilize and work with. God does not operate on whims, excuse me, or caprices. The divine intelligence is ever awaiting our use, our direction, our acknowledgement of its presence right where we are. God can only do for you what God can do through you. And if you are limiting, believing that you are only ordinary, then God cannot do the extraordinary for you. The invitation always is to come back to the remembrance of who you are and whose you are. You are a child of the infinite, unlimiting, unconditional creator of the universe. Our teacher and way-shower Jesus knew this. And hence, he could look beyond appearances, look beyond I was just born from a carpenter and a poor mother. He could look beyond the situation and remember his divine inheritance, that he was the son of the Most High God, and acknowledge that he could do all things through the God that was within. Always he acknowledged that it was not him, but the Father within that doeth the work. If we are to move beyond the ordinary, if we are to put a little extra into that ordinary, we too need to come back to the remembrance that it is God in us as us that does the work. Just as David knew that which he embodied, that which was spirit, that which he called upon when he had to protect his sheep from the wolves and the lions, it is that would kill Goliath. He didn't need spears or daggers. He didn't need armor. He just needed to know this truth. So I invite you, if you haven't already, to close your eyes as we go within and bring our attention to our breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be cognizant that as we are breathing in, we are breathing in the breath of life itself. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as I breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. As you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in the ordinary. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out the extraordinary. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in the ordinary. Exhale. notice my breath as I breathe out the extraordinary. Ordinary. Extraordinary. Ordinary. Ordinary. Extraordinary. Ordinary. Extraordinary. Ordinary. Cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Let us take a moment to be intentional for ourselves for our week ahead. To see in our mind's eye that which we wish to be, do, have, or experience. Let us see ourselves putting a little extra onto our ordinary as we achieve, accomplish, whatever it is we are being intentional about. Always as we are holding the vision, we add the feeling component. How does it feel to do, to be, to have, to experience whatever it is? Remembering that you are one with infinite potentiality that is simply awaiting you to choose and direct it, to lead a life, to lead you for a life that is less ordinary and more extraordinary. Into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We believe that God is the spirit, the energy, the life force that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, Thou who art the divine mystery of life, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, we ask that you cleanse and purify us of playing small, of wanting to be ordinary, of dumbing down our talents and our abilities, that we may truly embrace your spirit that is within us, that is infinite potentiality, that is waiting to express through us extraordinarily. Let us put away our doubts, our fears, our uncertainties, our erroneous beliefs, and remember who we are and whose we are. That we can fulfill that which we are purposed for. That we can utilize our gifts and talents to be a true expression of your divine life here on this earth at this time. You created each and every one of us to be the unique expressions of your spirit. Let us not blunder through life being ordinary, but let us continuously enter the connected awareness of our oneness with you and allow your spirit to express extraordinarily through us. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. For everything that is happening across our world at this time. For those countries that are struggling even more with this pandemic, that do not have the facilities such as Syria or India or Yemen or numerous places across Africa and the rest of the globe that does not have access to all that we're having over here in the West. Let us hold them in our hearts that truly their needs may be supplied as our needs are continuously being supplied and met. That we will come back to the remembrance that we are one kind, humankind, and do our best to do whatever is before us to do to reach out to help another. In doing so, we are expressing the light and the love that is your spirit, that is your energy within us. For our government leaders, touch their hearts and minds that they will truly at this time be governed by your wisdom, that they will seek to do the best for the peoples to whom they are responsible to. Let them put aside their egoic natures and allow your spirit to enlighten them and to move them in the direction in which they should go in honor, in order to honor the office which they hold. For all those who have transitioned homeward bound to you, and especially my beloved Father, we know to be absent in the body is to be before you, Lord. And so we give thanks for their presence that they blessed us with in their time on this earth. And we know that we too will meet once again when we shed this earthly form. From you we have come, and to you we shall return. So what is there to be sad in all of this? For anything I have failed to ask, for those who have no one to remember them or call them by name in prayer, I know that you know the individual ones desires of all of your creation. And I know that you are always, always able to do more than we can ask or think. So I consciously, humbly offer up thanks for your infinite grace, your endless mercies, and your eternal blessings, now and always. And so it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as we prepare to do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands out to the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands at your wrists, palm downs over your heart and affirm. I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms down, and affirm. I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our Buddhist meditations and our Science of Mind affirmations. If you repeat after me our Science of Mind affirmation, I deepen my commitment.
I deepen my commitment
to choosing the path of possibility.
To choose the path of possibility.
Our Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all, and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all, and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself, and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. Now, a prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Beloved, as we come to the close of today's Sunday Soul, I invite you to join me on Thursdays for my midweek prayer, our 10 at 10, and our rumination, our roomy thought for the week. O God, I beg you to bestow upon me the state of being where I can speak with you without words. My closing benediction is from John O'Donohue. May you awaken to the mystery of being here and enter the quiet immensity of your own presence. May you have joy and peace in the temple of your senses. May you receive great encouragement when new frontiers beckon. May you respond to the call of your gift and find the courage to follow its path. May the flame of anger free you from falsity. May warmth of your heart keep your presence aflame, and may anxiety never linger about you. May your outer dignity mirror an inner dignity of soul. May you take time to celebrate the quiet miracles that seek no attention. May you be consoled in the secret symmetry of your soul. May you experience each day as a sacred gift woven around the heart of wonder. So my closing song this morning is by my favorite group of the moment, Unspoken, and it's simply entitled Reason. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Always reaching, always climbing, always second guessing the timing. But God has a plan, a purpose in this. You are his child, and don't you forget. He put that hunger in your heart. He put that fire in your soul.
I trust you enjoyed that as much as I did. Unspoken, love is the reason. Beloved, I wish you a very happy Sunday, and I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, 10 at 10. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.